USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even before his attorney could comment on his new 3.5-year sentence, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was indicted on 16 counts of fraud and conspiracy in New York. WCBS-TV's Peter Haskell reports.
Prosecutors claim Manafort pocketed millions of dollars by giving banks phony documents. It seems likely Manafort's attorney will argue he already faced these charges in federal court. Rebecca Royfe teaches at New York Law and is a former assistant DA in Manhattan.
I am fairly sure that the DA's office has also analyzed the facts carefully and has a good argument, at least, that these charges aren't covered by double jeopardy.
Royfe believes Manafort signaled to the president his interest in a pardon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148, the S&P 500 up 19, and the NASDAQ up 52 points. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
An El Paso TV station has confirmed that Beto O'Rourke is indeed going to run for president in 2020. According to KTSM in El Paso, O'Rourke sent an employee there a text confirming he will run. I'm really proud of what El Paso did and what it represents, he said in the text. It's a big part of why I'm running. Speculation has been rampant for days that O'Rourke was ready to get in the race, especially when it became public he's planning a 3-day swing through Iowa. Even as other nations were grounding the Boeing 737 MAX jets, the FAA says it waited to do it because they needed proof of a connection between Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash and another in Indonesia a few months ago. Acting Administrator Dan Elwell says satellite tracking imagery shows a possible link.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Kids around the world plan to skip school on Friday to demand action on climate change. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Students are expected to protest on Friday as part of what's called the hashtag Fridays for Future movement, which began in August when a 16-year-old Swedish girl started skipping school every Friday so she could go and protest outside Sweden's parliament building. Her protests inspired thousands of young people around the world to join her. Now students in 1,200 cities in dozens of nations are going to join the strike this Friday in what could be one of the largest environmental protests in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the latest diet trends may not be the best for you, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. You tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.